Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday, where Angel and I take time and answer questions that you sent in, and there's a ton of them. And so before we get started today, we want to mention an upcoming parenting webinar that we're making, and it's going to be really good. So we'll give you more information about it, about how to train and raise your kids. It's really loaded with common sense. You're going to really enjoy it. So stay tuned for further information.
All right, Joe, my children are all grown now. They are over 30 years old, but they still act like teenagers sometimes. How do I help them grow up, or should I just pray?
You should just pray.
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Yeah, you got the answer already. You know, as an adult, you know, you watch your kids grow up and you think, okay, I used to be 20, I used to be 30, I used to be 40, I used to be 50. I've been there, and I can share something. Well, I can't share unless they ask. Jesus said you have not because you ask not. You got to wait your kids to ask. If you're starting to buddy and offer information they didn't ask, they're going to not talk to you anymore. They're going to avoid you like the plague. So you're going to learn to be very quiet, very slow, slow to speak, quick to hear, slow to wrath, the Bible says, but only respond to what they ask them and stay calm when they ask. Well, what do you think about this? Dad, what do you think about this? Well, I don't know. Now, I always like this. Jesus always answered a question with a question. So as a parent, I taught children's ministry for years. I learned my kids would ask us, Dad, what do you think about this? I said, well, I'm not sure. What do you think about it? And I turn it around. You read Matthew, Martin, Luke, and John. Jesus always answered a question with a question. Now, that's the Son of God. It must be a good thing to do. So answer a question with a question. Well, what do you think about that? And they'll tell you, and you realize your kid's a lot smarter than what you thought, because it's deep water if you'll dig into it. It's good. So that's my advice.
Yeah. I mean, my son is 30 and he plays video games a lot of times, and definitely has a kiddish way about him, but he's got a good job and
a great husband,
very good husband and
good man.
So you just have to pick your battles, some people are later bloomers, but
yeah, we didn't have video games when I was young. We didn't have that. We played outside in the dirt and in the mud and threw spitballs at one another and mud daubers, and just, you know, we play in the barn and bust the hay and, you know, chase the cows around the pasture and, you know, try to drive the chickens nuts where they wouldn't lay for a week. So it's a new day. There's more things available. We didn't have all the stuff kids have available today. So you can talk to them a little bit. But now I will say this. I never allowed my kids to go to their bedroom until it was time to go to sleep. This is me. This is not God. This is me. There was no TV, no radio, no cell phone in your bedroom. God designed the human to sleep a third of the light, go to bed, go to sleep, get up, come downstairs. I got a big screen TV. I got a computer in the kitchen. Do anything you want. Look up anything you want, but not on your own. So a child left to himself will bring his mother to shame. That's a bumper sticker somewhere in Texas. And it's true. I don't want you to be alone unless you're going to sleep. So isolation is never a good thing. That was always a form of punishment. We're going to isolate you. No, isolation. That's what they do in prison. You don't act up, don't get along with everybody. They're going to put you in solitary confinement. They're going to isolate you. It's a form of punishment. Don't want to be isolated. You'll be around other people. You can't grow unless you're around other people. So.
Yeah. Okay, Joe, my wife always seems to have drama surrounding her. If it's not at her job, it's with her family or friends. How do I help her see the problem may be in the mirror instead of other people?
Did you ever notice this when you were dating?
Well, that's a mute point now.
Well, people continue to do what they've learned in childhood and what they grew up with, what they saw in their mom or their dad, but they can change. I'm married to a lady that did that 180 degrees. Angel was...
My mother, if she could put drama in a
frame and frame it and hang it on the wall.
Just always, constantly. She still does it.
Very nice, born again, spirit filled lady, but she
very manipulative and full of drama. And what I realized is I married
Yes, drama. You did, unfortunately.
And so when I divorced, I just decided I am not going to live like this. I want peace in my home. And it's like I had to go through surgery with myself and just chose. I'm not picking that stuff up. I'm not running and chasing this and the gossip and the just the strife and division. Oh.
Well, it took about a year. Angel had about a year to herself where she just had to come to Jesus meeting and realize, I'm not doing this anymore. It wasn't just a 1 minute, one day. She had time to kind of think about it. Man, we got to do this different. We got to live different. I can do different. And she made a decision. She's the calmest woman I've ever been around in my life. Doesn't mean she doesn't get upset, but when she gets upset, she gets quiet. That's dangerous for me. I mean, if she's quiet, it's not good.
That's my kids say the same thing. So it can change, but it has to be within her. She probably doesn't even realize it.
No.
It might be something that you want to talk to her about, but it's probably been so, she's probably been so entrenched in it her whole life. And probably, like Joe said, probably been raised around it. So,
in psychology 101, it's a defense mechanism. She's playing defense. She's not playing offense. She's trying to protect herself. And so people trying to protect herself will lash out. Don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. Don't let this happen. Don't let them say that. It's defense. It's not, they're not comfortable. They can't let their wall down, can't let their gate down. They're trying to protect themselves.
And she probably doesn't even see it. I mean, I would talk to her because I think that maybe just, you know, the revelation would help at least start moving.
She doesn't know anybody else sees it. She's oblivious to it. So you got to be real calm. Hey, honey, we talk. Let's have some coffee and have a conversation.
Yeah.
And smile when you do it. But tell the truth. Truth sets you free, the Bible says.
Yes. We are struggling with finances, and I just want a breakthrough. Paycheck to paycheck is wearing me thin. I know God wants the best for me, but how do I see it in my life?
Well, the simplest answer, because in my personal life, I went belly up twice. You know, I've gone through the time where I put all the credit cards in the oven and crinkled them up. But today's world, you can't live without a credit card. You can't buy a plane ticket. You can't take a trip. Can't rent a car. You got to learn how to control that. And so I went belly up twice financially. I realized something's got to change. It's got to be me. So the greatest thing you'll ever do, and I have a seminar. I have an 8-hour seminar called Family Finances that I teach from time to time. But I said, listen, I can give you the whole seminar in about 5 minutes. Number one, the greatest thing you'll ever do for yourself financially is get a budget. And people hate that word. According to the U.S. Census, 97% of all American families have no working budget. They don't know how much they earn, how much they own, or where it goes. They just know they need more money. Well, God's a God of stewardship. The parable of the talents, the guy with 5 doubled to 10, guy with 2 doubled to 4, guy with 1, he lost it. Jesus told the story. God's going to honor what I honor. What I take care of, he's going to increase. What I don't take care of, I'm going to lose. So what I got to do, I got to get a budget. How much do I need? And so people won't get a budget. Well, I don't have any money. Well, it doesn't start with money. It starts with a piece of paper. How much money do you need? I mean, if you live a normal life and have a decent car, live a decent house and eat normal food, you know, your lights aren't being turned off and you can put gas in the tank. How much money do you need? There's a number. How much money do you need to live? Get it on a piece of paper. Because until you do that, you're not believing God. You're just griping. You're complaining. You're scared. And you're afraid. Your boss is no good. The government's no good. And it's everybody else's fault. No, it's my fault. I need to learn how to live within my means. So sometimes I might mean, well, we're going to get a smaller house. We're going to get rid of this big old honking car that's just sucking gasoline like it's sucking thing to a straw. We got to readjust. Then once I start putting my hand to it, God shows up every time. God will do what I do. So you start moving, and it'll be miraculous. I've had so many testimonies. We've done our financial seminar, how miraculous God turned things around in just a short amount of time. But you've got to start it. You've got to put your hand to something.
There you have it. We love you guys. Have a great week.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.